Krishna Kirtan vasi o svetom imenu.
And japa.
O kirtanu i japi.
These are, this is the Yuga Dharma. This is the means for self-realization in this age. This is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach the process of devotional service by chanting the holy names of the Lord as the means for self-realization. And his life and his teachings are the essence of those teachings, which is the importance of glorifying Krishna's holy name.
I suština tog podučavanja je slavljenje svetog imena.
And also how to practice the principles of devotional service in such a way that we actually can maximize the ability, or we might say maximize the facility that is there in chanting the holy names. The importance of worshipping the deity, how that purifies our consciousness and helps us to approach the holy name. Because in order to approach the holy name properly, we have to be free from offenses. We have to be free from at least the desire to enjoy in this material world. We may still have some tendency to enjoy, but we should at least give up the desire to enjoy, understanding that that desire to enjoy in this material world is actually the obstacle, or we might say the blockage in our spiritual life. And the holy name, of course, helps to purify those obstacles. But how to facilitate the chanting of the holy name is what we call the process of devotional service, the rules and regulations of devotional service. So we spoke a little bit about that. Today I'll speak about there are six principles, or what we say, ways in order to practice devotional service in such a way that one gets maximum benefit. And there are six things that one must avoid. This is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion by Srila Rupa Goswami, where he describes in verse number 2 and verse number 3 the six things that should be avoided and six things that we should also practice. The thing, six things that we practice is Utsahan, Ishtayat, Daryat, Tatat, Karma, Pavartanam, Saru, Siyaro, Tyaga, and Saru, Vritti, which is enthusiasm, determination,
odlučnost,
patience,
strpljenje,
hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, giving up the association of non-devotees or persons who are against principles of spiritual life, and following the process as given by the predecessor and present acharyas. In other words, following the instructions of the spiritual master and not trying to add or distract, take away from that process. So we'll discuss the six points, and the first one is Rupa Goswami describes that if you want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, you must be enthusiastic. Without enthusiasm, no one can achieve the goal.
Bez tog entuzijazma niko ne može dostići cilj.
So, enthusiasm, what is
enthusiasm?
We may have different understandings of what it means to be enthusiastic.
Toga, što znači biti
but enthusiasm is described by Srila Rupa Goswami as to endeavor with intelligence.
Sa inteligencijom.
To apply the intelligence as given by the spiritual master, dakle, and by the scriptures,
inteligenciju koju nam dao guru, our spiritual practice. I primijeniti tu inteligenciju na duhovni proces.
In other words,
drugim riječima,
we can't just do it the way we think we should do it.
Stvari raditi onako kao što mi
mislimo
da treba raditi.
In a certain way,
moramo ih raditi na određeni način.
Principles
moramo slijediti određene principe da bismo
activity
te aktivnosti
say offerable or acceptable
učinili prihvatljivim
Krishna
ili ukoliko želimo te aktivnosti uopće ponuditi Krishna.
Entuzijazma
mora biti.
Well, if you don't have enthusiasm,
ako nemamo entuzijazam,
you can't do anything.
Ne možete ništa napraviti.
Even in a material life,
čak i u materijalnom
životu, people realize that if they want to
ljudi shvaćaju, ako žele
successful,
biti uspješni,
if they want to somehow or other make
ovaj
their plans,
način,
fructify in
svoje
some
planove,
practical results,
dobiti
one
praktične
has
rezultate,
to be enthusiastic.
Moraju biti entuzijastični.
Otherwise,
inače,
there's no hope.
Nema nade.
Enthusiasm is contagious.
Je zarazan.
Therefore, we should associate with devotees who are enthusiastic. Because by associating with others who are enthusiastic, you also become
enthusiastic.
In fact, enthusiasm is so contagious
je tako zarazan,
that if it's presented in a negative way,
ako se
people
na negativan
will also
način,
be affected.
Ljudi će također biti pasti pod njegov utjecaj.
And Prabhupada tells one little story that was a personal experience in his life, which he thought was really the height of enthusiasm, one principle enthusiasm. He was watching one movie
gledao jedan film
when he was young.
Kada je bio mlad.
And there's one comedian, and he was popular in
komičar
America.
Koji je bio vrlo popularan u Americi.
His name was Charlie Chaplin.
Njegovo ime bilo Charlie
Chaplin. I don't
know
if any of you ever heard of Charlie Chaplin.
Ne znam da li ste ikad čuli.
You have, yeah.
Čuli ste.
He goes way back. Yeah, he's quite funny.
Znači on je poprilično zabavan.
In fact, he was one of the original comedians in movies.
Mislim da je on izvorni prvobitni komičar u filmovima.
He's at this big ball dance.
I imao je veliki ples, zapravo je veliki,
kako se zove. And everyone's dressed in their very fancy tuxedos.
Svi su bili lijepo obudjeveni u
coattails, and ladies are dressed so nicely with their gowns and so many nice decorations.
Sve su žene bile lijepo ukrašene i odjevene.
So he sits down on one chair.
On je sjedio na jednoj stolici.
And when he gets up,
i kad
his
je ustao,
coat just rips.
Njegov je sako bio,
quite noticeable.
Kako se to kaže?
So he's thinking what to do.
I to je bilo
so
vrlo primjetno i nije
znao
šta
raditi. His coat that's ripped and he rips it all the way up the back.
I onda je uzeo
taj, it always to the top. So he has like two flaps.
Njegov sako je bio poderao i on je pokidao skroz do kraja, do ramena. I onda je počeo sa svojim partnericom plesati vrlo entuzijastično. A njegov je sako poput krila.
So everyone else is seeing him so enthusiastically dancing.
I svi su vidjeli kako
so they all get their coattails and rip him. And they all start dancing.
I svi su počeli plesati.
And Prabhupada, of course, he was laughing, watching this movie. But at the same
se
time, he's thinking, this is enthusiasm.
I onda je rekao, eto, to je
entuzijazam. So enthusiastic that even if it's like a little bit off
da
to regular,
je malo onako
otkrećen, people become attracted to that.
Privučeni.
So enthusiasm has a way of catching one's attention. And
dakle,
entuzijazam
može privući pažnju ljudi.
Others, we see it's like in our kirtans. If
kao
someone's enthusiastic, if you're a little bit maybe tired or you're not feeling so enthusiastic, the chance just by being around that person,
you
start to also feel enthusiastic.
So
enthusiasm is really, really a very important part of our devotional service.
Dio našeg prednog služenja.
And how to develop enthusiasm?
A kako razviti entuzijazam?
Of course, associating
naravno,
with devotees who are enthusiastic.
So
Prabhupada also points out that we have to seek out association of devotees who are enthusiastic.
Koji su entuzijastični.
And then that way we also become
na taj način
enthusiastic.
Također postajemo entuzijastični.
So it's very much catchy.
To je vrlo, znači, može preći s jednog na drugog.
Rupa Goswami, he describes
Rupa Goswami
some other points.
Druge stvari.
Says that one enthusiasm also
entuzijazam
crushes anarthas.
Uništava.
If we have anarthas,
anarte,
or unwanted desires,
anarte,
which is
our
material attachments, our
material
affections, then by remaining enthusiastic
I
in the process of devotional service, these will crush
prakticiranje prednog služenja.
Desires.
Entuzijazam će uništiti
of course, this is a sustained part of our enthusiasm. We always have to remain enthusiastic.
Uvijek moramo entuzijastični biti.
And enthusiasm is not dependent
a entuzijazam ne ovisi
on the external situation.
O vanjskoj situaciji.
It's a matter of a conviction within the heart.
Uvjerenje
that
u srcu.
One has to have faith
da osoba
in the process.
Mora imati vjeru u proces.
If we have faith in
ako
the process that
proces,
it works, so we feel sometimes enthusiastic and we don't feel
enthusiastic,
this will always be there as long as we still have material
desires.
So we shouldn't pay attention to how we feel.
Because
if we always do things on how we feel,
then sometimes we're on
and sometimes we're off.
And sometimes we're
chanting nicely, or sometimes we're enthusiastic to chant,
and
other times we just think, well, why should I do this?
А понекад се питамо зашто радимо ова ствар.
So we have to somehow act on the platform of intelligence. Again, Rupa Goswami explains that endeavoring with intelligence is the facility of enthusiasm.
So therefore, whether we feel like chanting, feel like
hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, feel like practicing our devotional service, we should do it. And by doing it, we actually start to feel enthusiastic. There is one devotee,
he
was a famous devotee in our Krishna Conscious Movement back in the 70s. His name was Vishnujan
Maharaj.
Vishnujan Maharaj. He was a ball of enthusiasm.
He could chant
kirtan for 10, 12 hours
without getting real tired.
And everything he would do, he would do with such enthusiasm, such appreciation, such devotion. So one person, he asked him, he said, Maharaj, how is it you're always so enthusiastic? What is that quality?
And
he said, it's not that I always feel enthusiastic, it's just that I act enthusiastically.
When
I act enthusiastically, then the feeling comes. Why? Because this is the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is that when it comes in contact with Krishna, it becomes awakened.
So sometimes
the material body is just dragging, the mind is just so unsteady.
Still,
we should be aware of that facility to become enthusiastic is dependent on our intelligence. We have to apply our intelligence to the process, and by applying the intelligence, the soul becomes awakened. So then we start to feel enthusiastic. So these are some simple points. Inertia, of course, which is the antithesis or the opposite of enthusiasm,
is
born out of inactivity or apathy or indifference. These are we call anarthas. And will always be there in our conditioned state. One thing we should always remember that how we feel always changes. There's one story
is told in this regard.
There was one king. We like stories. Stories kind of bring out the point really nicely.
There was one king.
He was actually such a powerful and rich man. He had much facility. In fact, so much he was actually a little bored.
He was thinking,
what else do I should I have? I have everything. So he was thinking, I know.
Знам.
I know. Whenever I want, whenever I feel happy, I want something to make me feel sad, and whenever I feel sad, I want something to make me feel happy.
In
other words, I want to be able to change my mood whenever I want to.
Kad god želim, sam tužen, želim biti sretan.
So,
he
went to his ministers and he told them what he wanted. And they became completely baffled. The king is asking something impossible. But there was one minister, he was really smart. He said, don't worry, king, I have an answer. So the next day, he came back and he had a ring. And on the ring there was an inscription. And on the inscription there were four words. And he told the king, you put the ring on. When you feel happy, you look at the ring and this will make you feel sad. And when you feel sad, you look at the ring and you feel happy.
So what were those four words?
This soon will end. Every everything ends.
Sve ima svoj kraj.
Sometimes we get so caught up in a moment.
Ponekad smo toliko opčinjeni trenutkom da mislimo,
the end of the world, it's so terrible.
Kraj svijeta. Or tako užasno.
We get caught up in this.
Ili smo opčinjeni.
You know, so much ecstasy that we want to surrender everything right now.
Sve želimo odmah predati.
And these things just come and go.
Ali stvari dolaze i odlaze.
Waves of, and it comes by our association with the spiritual energy, but we're somewhat still just feeling the ups and downs of our purification. We shouldn't be so much concerned with these things. These things will come and these things will go. Therefore, always apply the principles in our Krishna consciousness. And that helps to defeat the, what we say, the moods of the mind. Because the mind will always be telling us something. The mind will be saying, why I shouldn't do this, or why I should do this.
The mind is just
thinking itself, it makes a heaven out of hell and a hell out of heaven.
That is the statement.
So we are not our minds, just like we're not our bodies.
So
we have to use the mind in the service of the Lord.
U službi Gospodina.
And that means to apply the principles in connection with our devotional service, not so much listening to the mind. So that takes practice.
Ali zato je potrebno malo vježbe.
So these are some simple points on enthusiasm.
Koji se tiče entuzijazma.
And also, we have to understand that in order to remain
enthusiastic,
we also have to be free from doubt.
Biti
slobodni su od sumnje. If we have any doubts about
ako
the process,
sumnje,
or we have any doubts about how to
procesom,
execute the process
sumnje,
correctly, then it's important and essential to approach someone who can remove doubts.
Osobi koja može otkloniti sumnje.
This is a very essential point because the mind has a tendency to be secretive. The mind has a tendency to think I can solve my problems without any help. Or else no one understands my problems. Or I can't trust anyone. These things do arise due to our conditioned nature and maybe due to some unfortunate experience in our spiritual life or in our material life, either one.
But
we have to see that we in ourselves, we cannot really solve our problems completely. We may get some indication, understanding how to practice, but ultimately we need to hear from devotees who are realized, who are practicing the process effectively, who can tell us without a doubt
koji nam
this
bez sumnje mogu reći što nam je raditi
i
koji nam mogu reći kako da nadiđemo sumnje.
We either can go to the spiritual master or we can go to someone who is equal to our spiritual master or we can go to a devotee who we feel confident that can help us.
Za koga osjećamo da nam može pomoć.
Doubts, Prabhupada says, doubts are like demons and demons obstruct the path of spiritual life. So in the scriptures it's mentioned that for the doubting soul there's neither happiness in this world and in the next.
So
try to understand this principle clearly. If you want to remain enthusiastic, you have to remove doubts.
It's important.
And that's a process.
I to je proces.
And of course, association of devotees,
družnje
but developing relationships with other devotees in a more intimate way helps us to get the information and the inspiration that we need in order to overcome these doubts. And when you're free from doubt about the process or how to execute the process, then the process works very, very fast.
Vrlo brzo ima utjecaj na nas.
So that's enthusiasm.
To je entuzijazam.
I was thinking rather than going through each of the six,
svako od šest poanti,
what would be better to go?
Detaljno?
Should I mention all six
and
then take questions,
šest,
or should we just have questions after each one?
Ili da imamo
what's better?
Pitanja nakon svake. Šta je bolje?
Opinion? Should we take questions after each one and
see
if that's, and then at the end we can also
principa,
is that?
Because
the tendency is once we speak about one of the principles, then all of a sudden we're on another principle and we forgot the, or not forgot, but it becomes somewhat of a background. So any questions on enthusiasm, what enthusiasm is, how to become
enthusiastic, like that?
Yes. You can say it in Croatian and he can translate. Is that? Okay.
O rješavanju sumnji.
Doubt. It's going to bring you... Okay.
Iz početka počne.
Yeah.
About resolving the problems
of doubts.
Yes, to going to advanced devotees to ask them for advice. I have that problem that I cannot and then I try maybe to read more the books and try to apply it in my life. So is it also okay or I really have to push myself and go
to
even if I don't have so much confidence?
If you're getting the answers you need by reading the books, then there's no need. The idea is somehow or other find the answers to the questions you need to have answered. If you're getting it from the books and you're able to remain enthusiastic, and also Krishna knows your heart, if you have certain questions or doubts, if you attend the lectures
and
hear from the devotees, generally we find that we get our questions answered in classes a lot of times. If you can go on like that, then that's sufficient, that's fine. Then you don't have to so much, you know, develop that, you know, approaching at every time there is, but if you find that there's something that is lingering,
which
just continues to be a problem, that goes on for a long time, and even though you're reading and hearing and still it becomes an obstacle, then you may consider what to do. Now you may not, if you have a difficulty approaching what we say senior devotees, you might approach just your god sisters or someone who is your friend.
Ili osobi koji je prijatelj.
Reveal your mind. Maybe they can help you also.
I oni ti također mogu pomoći.
Because Krishna works to help us through in different channels.
Jer Krishna nam pomaže na različite
načine. In different ways. If we really want a question answered,
ako zaista želimo odgovor, Krishna će nam pomoći.
No doubt.
Bez sumnje.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Da li to...
Okay. So, if you're feeling... You get your answers from the way you're doing.
Ako možeš dobiti odgovore na način na koji radiš, to je u redu.
Any other questions?
Neko drugo pitanje?
Enthusiasm, doubts.
O entuzijazmu? Yes. Sumnjima?
I wanted also to ask a question about one doubt.
O jednoj sumnji.
Ponekad I feel I see my anartas and my unpure state of mind. Sometimes I have doubt.
Pa nekad imam sumnju. Da li uopće moguće za mene
make it?
Yes, pure Krishna consciousness.
Da li mogu doći do svjesnosti Krishne?
So this is for a long time I'm thinking about that.
Dugo razmišljam o tome.
Because I want to serve.
Želim služiti.
And I have faith in imam vjeru u duhovnog učitelja i Krishna, ali na neki način
ova sumnja je prisutna. Kako je otkloniti?
Well, there's another point
to je još jedna stvar o kojoj možemo
There's another point we can discuss is that we will discuss and that's patience also.
Kada budemo pričali o strpljenju.
So sometimes it takes not sometimes, normally it takes time.
Uglavnom je potrebno puno vremena da bi se pročistili.
But we shouldn't doubt the process.
Ne trebamo imati sumnju u proces.
We have three forms of checking.
Imamo tri metode provjere.
authenticity of the process, and that is Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And what is Sadhu? Sadhu means that the devotees who have gone before us, who have achieved the goal of Krishna consciousness, their examples in their lives are an example and a testimony of the authenticity and the proof that the process works.
I dokaz da proces funkcionira.
So we shouldn't have any doubts.
Ne trebamo sumnjati.
We have the example
imamo
in the shastras
u šastrama
of persons who are murderers,
osoba koje su bili ubojice,
thieves,
lopuže,
very, very, what we say, degraded persons,
vrlo degradiranih osoba,
who have taken to the process of Krishna consciousness,
se prihvatili procesa i postali čisti bhakti.
There's the example of Jamunacharya.
Primjer Jamunacharya.
There's the example of the one who wrote the Ramayana, Valmiki Muni.
Valmiki Muni.
He was a murderer.
On je bio ubojica.
And Narada Muni told him, chant
Narada
the name
Muni
of Ram.
Rekao,
and he was
ime
so
Rame.
Sinful. He,
on je bio tako griješan.
The name of Ram wouldn't come out of his mouth. He
nije
mogao
izgovoriti Rama.
So Narada Muni told
Narada
him, okay,
rekao,
you chant the name of Mara, M-A-R-A, which is the
Mara.
God of death.
To ime smrt.
So he was chanting Mara, 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 so if you just kind of like push it together, it becomes
Na neki način se zaspojila ta dva sloga, Mara, Rama.
Here's a person who couldn't even chant the name of God.
Dakle, ime koje nije mogla, osoba koja nije mogla ni izgovarati ime Boga.
So we have in so many examples like
Tako puno primjera.
Of persons who are
Osoba koje su
We can see there's always hope
dakle,
for us.
Možemo vidjeti, uvijek ima nade za nas.
We should never give up hope.
Nikad ne trebamo
we have to understand it takes time.
Ostati bez nade. Međutim, moramo shvatiti, potrebno je vrijeme.
The condition nature is
jer uvjetovana priroda je vrlo duboka.
And therefore, we will explain the importance of patience.
Jako je
and patience allows us to deal with our what we say,
kaže,
our impurities in such a way that they don't
pomaže,
disturb us.
Da sa stvarima, se obhodimo na takav način,
in such a way
ne
that they don't become
da ne
a source of anxiety.
Uzrok tjeskobe.
Don't give up hope.
Nemoj ostati bez nade.
It works.
Proces
in
funkcionira.
Fact, this process of Krishna consciousness is
to
very,
proces
very powerful.
Svjesnosti Krishna,
it's
je vrlo
very
moćan.
Powerful. And it's explained even once chanting the holy names
jednom
purely,
sveto ime,
one can rid
način,
themselves of all sinful activities
se s time
that have accumulated
millions
of lifetimes.
Koje je provodio toga miliona života.
So to come to that stage of chanting
Doći
like
do
that,
tog stupnja
they take time.
Zato je potrebno
but
vreme.
This process is
Ali,
very, very powerful.
Ovaj proces je vrlo moćan.
Wherever there is the most difficult material situation
kad
nađemo
u najtežoj materijalnoj situaciji tamo je milost još veća dakle
Kali Yuga
je najdegradiranije najteže vrijeme za prakticiranje duhovnog života i u ovom dobu milost je najveća to je milost
Chaitanya
Nityananda u obliku svetog imena
in previous ages,
u minulim dobima proces je bio teži i ljudi su morali postati kvalificirani da bi prakticirali proces u ovom dobu jedna kvalifikacija je
the desire to practice.
Želja
and that becomes your success as long as you maintain
I to je
that desire
i vaš uspjeh dokle god imate
one
želju
one perseveres to the end will never
osoba
never
koja
be at a loss.
Koja je postojana do kraja, nikad neće izgubiti.
Ček
i ako ne uspijemo, ako nastavljamo se truditi, postupno ćemo se pročistiti i naravno
we can purify ourselves to whatever point we and then in the next life
do određene razine i onda ćemo u idućem životu nastaviti tamo gdje smo stali. Ali nikad nemojte odustati. Maja će reći, trebaš odustati.
It's too hard.
Previše je teško. Nije za tebe.
You're kind of like
ti si
it's too difficult. But if you ask each person who's practicing Krishna consciousness, everybody has their problems. Everybody has their struggles.
Ali svi
everybody
problema.
Has their
svako
difficulties
borbu,
and obstacles.
Teškoće,
and this is all part
probleme.
Of the process of purification.
Dio procesa pročišćenja.
So, don't get too hard on yourself.
Nemoj biti prestroga prema sebi.
Okay. Any other questions?
Druga pitanja? Yes.
imam vidjeti, vidim ovoga u posljednje vrijeme kod nas koliko materijalni problemi bhakta, znači egzistencijalni problemi, koliko utječu na, na gubljenje ovoga entuzijazma.
Okay, samo deal. Recently I can notice how the material existential problems that devotees are facing are actually influencing their loss of enthusiasm. Mm.
I to uglavnom je veoma mnogo bhakta koji su bili u Sankirtanu, propovijedali i tako dalje. Zbog tih problema su se predali jednostavno poslovima za preživljavanje.
Quite some of the devotees who are doing book distribution or other services due to these existential problems now have surrendered to their now jobs they are doing in the material world.
I ovoga u tim svojim djelatnostima povlače za sobom i druge. I vidim praktički da ih nema, nema ih među baktama, vrlo, vrlo, vrlo rijetko dolaze. I ako možda malo više o tome reći i kako rješenje nudi.
And that material activities are dragging them down, and I can see that they're not very often in the association of the devotees anymore, so they're not coming very often to temple, and that's the situation, that's a problem, and I wonder, could you say something about it, how to solve that problem or what to do?
Još jednu stvar. Kažu da godinu dana će raditi kao taj postel ili dvije godine, onda će biti miran, onda će to kasnije ponovo krenuti sad.
And another time, and another thing, they have a conception that I will do this job, this material activity for a year or two, then I'll learn enough, I'll be happy and come back to the process of devotional service.
Well, I can answer your question in
tvoje pitanje se može
many ways,
odgovoriti na puno
način. The answer that might be appropriate is it's a lack of faith.
Odgovor koji je ovdje podoban zapravo je nedostatak vjere.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains.
Bhaktivinoda Thakura objašnjava da
what brings one from the beginning to the end.
Ono što dovodi osobu od početka do kraja jeste razvitak vjere.
If somehow or other that faith
na neki način ta vjera
interfered with or destroyed,
uništena ili zapriječena ili oslabljena,
then that's a cause for
to je uzrok
deviation,
devijacijama, to je uzrok
losing enthusiasm,
gubljenja entuzijazma i također uzrok
going away from the
konačno napuštanja procesa.
So faith is very tender.
Vjera je vrlo nježna.
And it takes a while to build faith, but it takes a second to destroy faith.
Vremena da se vjera izgradi, a samo trenutak da se uništi.
So faith is built
vjera se gradi
in association
ili se stvara
with persons
u društvu osoba
who are strong in their spiritual life,
koje su jake u duhovnom životu.
And faith comes by practicing
i vjera se rađa prakticiranjem procesa na pravilan način.
If we're somehow or other not
ako
able
na neki
to practice
način
properly,
nismo u stanju pravilno prakticirati, moramo se družiti onda sa
baktama
koji su, kako kažemo, u fiksiranju svjesnosti Krišna.
Postoje različite
stvari koje nas odlače od duhovnog života.
And one of the things is material desires.
Jedno od njih je materijalna želja ili materijalna želja.
Ultimately,
i konačno, neke osobe
don't want
ne žele
to give up their material desires.
Ostaviti svoje materijalne želje.
If we don't want to give
ako
up
ne želimo ostaviti materijalne želje,
then we'll progress as
onda
far
ćemo napredovati
as we can,
koliko god
then
možemo.
Material desires will push us
i onda će nas materijalne želje
into the material energy
vratiti natrag u materijalnu energiju.
So it's not what is considered to be you're not no one is condemned because they have material desires.
Zato što ima materijalne želje.
We actually become
mi u stvari postajemo
condemned, they're not condemned, but actually we actually become
prokleti zapravo ne
victimized
postajemo
when we
žrtve
refuse to give them up when we want material desires and we want spiritual life too.
Kada želimo i materijalni život i duhovni život. Međutim, to postaje dve suprotnosti koje se sudaraju. Krišna nas dovodi korak po korak do svojih lotovih stopala.
So, as we stay within the process,
dokle
we're being
dokle
purified
god ostanemo u procesu, mi se pročišćavamo i dolazimo bliže i bliže.
And as we're doing that,
radimo,
our material desires are becoming weakened and then gradually falling away.
I polako,
but
i
if
nestaju,
we consciously hold on to material
se držimo
materijalnih
želja,
then the process
onda proces
stops working
prestaje funkcionirati. U jednom
because
trenutku.
We can't get over those hurdles.
Ne možemo,
trying to pull us forward, and we're just
ne možemo nadići više te struje koje nas vuku nazad.
So therefore, what is the formula?
Koja je onda formula?
Is that we simply have to have a desire.
Da jednostavno moramo imati želju.
I'm willing to do
spreman sam raditi
I'm told to
što god mi kažu da bi
mogao
napredovati u duhovnom životu.
So we have to work under the direction of an authority.
Moramo djelovati pod uputstvom autoriteta. Inače, naše umovi, naša čula će nas vratiti u materijalni život. Na ovaj ili onaj način.
Does that answer your question?
Da li je to odgovor na tvoje pitanje?
To some degree. It's a very complex question.
To je vrlo kompleksno pitanje.
But I think the most important thing is that
ali
what
mislim da je najbitnija stvar ono što mi zaista želimo. Da li želimo Krišna ili želimo Maju?
If we want Krishna and Maya,
ako želimo i Krišnu i Maju,
problem.
Onda je to problem.
Da li to isto tako znači da onda osobe koje su kako bi to rekao, da bi onda znači bakte trebali uticati na takve, na te osobe na taj način da im na neki način pomognu i da li tu isto tako važnost propovjedanja među baktama, izmjena odnosa i tako.
Does that mean that we should try to influence those devotees and try to help them thus and develop a kind of relationship by preaching to them?
Yes, but you have to know. I'm sorry.
No, it's
okay. Yes, we should try to help
trebamo
each other.
Pokušati pomoći.
But we should do it in such a way
ali to trebamo napraviti na takav način
it will have some effect.
Da će doći do nekog efekta.
Yeah, the idea of reaching out to help another one.
Ideja
you see a person driving their car off the cliff, you just tell them, hey, that's not a good idea.
Da mi pristupimo čovjeku
so if you
i damo
someone
savjet,
who's hurting themselves or causing some problems in their spiritual
life,
you have to gently,
onda moramo nježno,
humbly,
ponizno,
but with sincerity,
ali sa iskrenošću.
That means you want to help them.
To znači da stvarno želimo pomoć.
Try to help them.
I onda im pokušamo pomoć. Yeah.
If we do it out of false ego,
ako to napravimo
or we do it out of some dogmatic expression
nekog,
of you should be doing this, therefore you're
uvjerenja,
doing that, it's all wrong, therefore you're in
to trebaš raditi ovo,
if you come on like that,
umaj,
heavy, generally people who are having trouble,
heavy,
they see that heaviness as just another part of some type of oppression.
So
we have to be, we should try that. There's no question. We have to try to help
normal,
each other.
But
we have to be sensitive to the person and see how best to help them.
I vidjeti kako im na najbolji način možemo pomoć.
Yes, it's important.
To je vrlo bitno.
Yeah. He has one question behind you.
Does that mean that if we don't have proper faith in Krishna,
vjeru,
that he will supply us
Krishna,
everything,
da će nam sve
and that means that we
da li to znači
didn't
da
reach, we didn't get off the Kanishta platform yet.
Nismo se uzdigli sa Kanishta nivoa.
But what that means, like, let's say, Sankirtan devotee who's going out
Sankirtan
for 10 years and he's preaching, so he's acting on Madhya Madhikari level
Madhya
because he makes distinction between karmis, innocent, and between demons, like those
demona,
who are offending. So he has this distinction.
Yes.
And he
appreciates
devotees, like association of advanced devotees. So this is like Madhya platform.
Madhyama
but that means that this person, let's say, when this person's guru left, then he loses faith.
Guru ode, is that means that actually nivo. On
we still didn't,
znači da on
we still didn't get over the Kanishna platform. We are just acting
nivo,
for a while
on the Najama
platform, but actually we didn't.
Madhyama,
we are not fixed
ali
up yet.
Nije bio
well, one is not fixed up on the understanding of the principle of guru. Because if guru falls down,
guru, kad guru padne,
then ultimately,
onda
guru is one
smislu, guru je jedan.
In the sense that guru is that person that is giving one
osoba,
the message of Krishna consciousness.
Koja,
so one's personal diksha guru may fall down due to certain
guru
circumstances.
Zbog
and that's,
okolnosti.
A, that's unfortunate.
I to je
and it does hurt
loše,
because we're very much attached to our
bol,
spiritual
boli,
master.
Smo vezani za
but that doesn't
košter.
Mean that
Mislim,
we should
znači
lose faith in the process.
Trebamo izgubiti vjeru u proces.
You know, it's because
zato
someone falls down that doesn't
pao.
Mean we have
to znači
commit suicide and leave also.
you know,
because we haven't done anything wrong.
Jer mi
we're following the process.
Učinilo, mi slijedimo, yes. Učinili, mi slijedimo
and
proces.
Our spiritual life is,
naš duhovni
is
život
good.
Je dobar.
And somehow or other because
I sada zato što
our spiritual master has left,
duhovni
it hurts.
Otišao.
It's difficult.
To boli, to je
it's
teško.
A breach of faith on the part of the spiritual master.
Velike,
but at the same time, the process is still there. It takes shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's devotees, execute the process, and one can again attain to the perfectional stage. So we have to have that knowledge. Faith is developed on by knowledge. The more faith you have, the more knowledge you have, the more it's easier to strengthen your faith.
Like
so this is a problem when these things happen, but we should not lose faith, nor should we give up the process.
Vjeru, niti trebamo, se odreći procesa.
Narahari Sarkar, he explains that when your spiritual
Narahari
master falls down, what do you do?
Guru padne,
he gives you a certain set of principles to follow, and ultimately one's spiritual life is not at all
duhovni
now what we say, diminished by this falling down of one's spiritual master. It may hurt, it may be a little difficult time, but still, one has to pick up and go on.
It
takes a strong character to do that, but we need the support, and that's why we have association with devotees to give us the strength and the knowledge and the enthusiasm to continue on. So if someone has that experience, as devotees we should reach out to that person and to try to give them support, inspiration, association, and confidence that they can continue the process. And there are many examples of devotees who have had that experience, who are able to continue on, who again maintain their you know, strong Krishna consciousness.
Koji su održali svoju svjesnost Krishne snažno. Ima puno takvih primjera.
So their knowledge was not strong enough. So.
Dakle, znanje nije dovoljno snažno i to je sve.
Okay.
Možda isključen.
It works.
Imam. So I have a remark regarding the things that hampers our enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness.
Things that dampen our enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness.
Yes, that deteriorates it.
During the presentation
of our devotional service,
devotees
sometimes become confronted with some habits or things that should be rejected, eradicated, and so on. And while doing that, some slight feeling of voidness appears.
A feeling of voidance?
Yeah, like we avoid.
Emptiness.
Yes, emptiness.
By giving up certain things.
So, and then this is some kind of a slight emotional suffering. And as we go on and continue renouncing all of those things, this feeling becomes increased.
Taj se osjećaj pojačava.
So it is explained that we have to do that first if we want to
ako želimo,
if we want to become more advanced.
Postati
Krishna
na predniji u svjesnosti Krishna.
So the question, yeah, to give up those sense objects and all those habits and all those
navike.
So the question is how long can we go on like that?
Koliko možemo nastaviti raditi na taj način, jer taj osjećaj, ta želja za nepovoljnim stvarima može se pojačavati.
As much as we give up, we don't have anything to replace with, so the feeling is becoming more increased.
Međutim, te stvari se mogu pojačavati.
I mean, do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand, but I think
mislim
the point that is not being considered is that
poanta koja nisu uzeo u obzir jeste
Krishna
da
conscious process is a process
je proces
happiness,
sreće.
Sukum kartavam yuyam, chant Hare Krishna, dance, take prasadam, hear the philosophy, plešeš, associate with devotees.
Častiš prasadam, družiš s bhaktama.
It's a spiritual party.
To je duhovna zabava.
Right?
Yes, I know
so,
that.
But if we just give up things,
ako samo odbacujemo
stvari, we're no better than the dry renunciates in the material world. Postanemo
suhi odvojenici.
They study the scriptures and they're just so miserable
ljudi samo čitaju knjige,
enjoy the
jer su nevolji, ne mogu uživati u materijalnom životu jer znaju da je to ružno, a nemaju ukus za duhovni život.
They're like,
oni su
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže,
that one becomes indifferent to material life,
ako osoba postaje nezainteresirana za materijalni život, a nema ukus za duhovni život, sve što mu ostaje jeste indiferentnost.
So indifference can make one enthusiastic or happy.
A nezainteresiranost ne može učiniti čovjeka entuzijastičnim ili
sretnim. So we have
dušu
to dive into the process.
Zbog toga moramo uroniti u proces.
Chant Hare Krishna. Take nice
Krishna
prasadam. And develop relationships with other devotees based on hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.
Pjevajući i slušajući slavu Gospodna. Proces funkcionira.
But we have to be enthusiastic for the process.
Za proces.
That's what we're talking about.
To je ono o čemu pričamo.
I mean, I remember the old days of Krishna consciousness.
Početku,
it's still like that. You just can't wait to get up for mangal arti.
Ne možete čekati, ne možete dočekati da se probudite za mangal arti.
The only thought was the next morning I'll be out there chanting and dancing.
I jedina misla je sutra ću jedan čekam sutra ustati.
Mantrati, pjevati,
družiti se s baktama, slušati o filozofiji. Absorbirati umu,
and then these things that we want to give up,
i onda te stvari kojih se želimo odreći,
they'll gradually
give themselves up
as
we sebe
develop a higher taste.
Nestat će sami od sebe, jer ćemo razviti više ukus. To je stih u Giti. Visyan
vinivartante nirharasya dehinam raso varsam rasopyasya param drustani vartante. That one may be restricted from sense enjoyment,
se može
and the taste of these material things still remain, but by tasting a higher taste,
ostati, ali
one is fixed
više ukus,
in consciousness. If you're
svjesnost
hungry,
ako ste
that's
gladni,
bad.
To je loše.
If somebody gives you something,
ako vam neko da nešto,
some dry old chapati to eat,
neki stari suhi chapati da jedete, zato što ste gladni,
poješćete
ga.
Nice
ali ako neko
pizza,
dođe
nice
sa dobrom picom ili sladoledom, kaže, evo, pojedi ovo.
That's better than a dry old chapati.
Bolje nego stari suhi chapati.
Most cases it is.
U većini slučajeva.
Unless one's a Shivaite, I don't know, maybe.
Osim ako neko nije Shivaist.
The point is
ali
that
da,
you know, this Krishna consciousness is meant to anandam buddhi vardhanam patipadam punam rita svardhanam. It's an ocean of nectar.
To je ocean nektara.
Krishna's holy name is
Krishna's sveto ime je neograničeno.
Nectar in the holy name.
Neograničeni nektar se krije u svetom imenu.
But if we're thinking, well,
ali
I gotta
mislimo,
give up this,
moramo odbaciti ovo, odbaciti ono.
I gotta give up that. Boy, it's such a dry process.
Tako je suh proces.
No, we just have to take on.
Ne, moramo prihvatiti
nectar,
stvari.
That's all. Don't worry about
prihvatiti nektar, to je sve. Ne trebamo ništa odbaciti.
You don't like my answer?
Well, ne ti se sviđa moj odgovor?
I like your answer, but
sviđa mi se odgovor.
Still I have to remark regarding
ali
this.
Moram
rasa varjam rasa pjesja param drishtva. This param drishtva
comes
in about 15 or 20 or 25 years.
Only.
Parandrishta dolazi
or maybe even longer, but the point is that
on kaže samo
how many lifetimes have you been in the material world?
Yes, so what to do in meantime? Because parandrishta comes
jer parandrishta dolazi nakon toliko puno godina
rendering devotional service and
prednog služenja
reciprocate. Because this is the nature of the soul, to reciprocation.
Priroda duše da ima
so if I don't have reciprocation with Krishna,
ako nemamo
reciprocate.
Why don't you have reciprocation?
Zašto nemaš razmjenu s Krishnom?
Well, I don't see him.
Ne vidim
it's there. Krishna is there.
Tu je. Krishna je tu.
Where?
He's smiling at you.
On se smiješi već.
And you should smile back at him instead
samo
of
se trebaš jedino smiješiti.
Looking at him and saying,
pogledaš ga i kažeš,
Krishna, why don't you give me something?
Krishna, zašto mi ne daš nešto?
Maybe we're asking, maybe we're approaching Krishna in the wrong way.
Možda pristupamo Krishna na pogrešan način.
We're asking Krishna to fulfill our material desires.
Pitamo Krishna za ispunjenje materijalnih želja.
You chant Hare Krishna, you become happy.
Ako mantraš Hare Krishna, postaćeš sretan.
Keep chanting.
Nastavi mantrati.
Take prasad too.
Prihvati časti prasadam također.
Associate with devotees.
Druži se s bhaktama.
Read Prabhupada's books.
Čitaj knjige Prabhupada.
I'm doing all that.
Yeah, keep doing it.
Onda samo nastavi.
It works.
Proces
funkcionira. But again, we have to have patience.
Ali moramo biti strpljivi.
I remember in the beginning days of Krishna consciousness, one devotee, Hare Griva,
imali smo Bhaktu,
he said to Prabhupada,
on je rekao Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, I've been chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna
for 1 year now,
godinu dana,
and I'm not experiencing love of God.
Još nisam iskušao ljubav prema Bogu.
So, Prabhupada said, how long have you been in the material world?
Prabhupada rekao, a koliko dugo si bio u materijalnom svijetu? Koliko života?
1 year.
Godinu dana.
How long have you been chanting?
Koliko dugo ti mantraš?
Several years.
Several.
Nekoliko godina.
Few. Four.
Four. Pretty good.
Prilično dobro.
4 years. That's.
4 godine.
You haven't even started yet.
Još nisi ni počeo.
And I'm not trying to make fun of you, but really, it's just the beginning.
We haven't even started yet. Nisi još ni počeo.
And our material association has been for millions of lifetimes.
So it takes time.
And the fact that you sit here and you're still smiling, you must be getting something, right?
Mora da si nešto dobio.
It's not that bad.
Nije baš tako loše.
Correct?
Zar ne?
Smiling.
Smiješ se.
The fact that you're still here means you have some faith.
To što si još uvijek ovdje znači da imaš vjeru.
Take time.
Potrebno je vrijeme.
I was going to speak about patience, but I'll tell you a story.
Htio sam govoriti o strpljenju i ispričati vam priču o strpljenju.
Was part of the presentation on patience. I'll tell it now. It's a story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
To priču nalazimo u Chaitanyi.
Lord Chaitanya, he was sitting on the throne of Vishnu.
Na Vishnuovom prijestolju.
Usually is in the mood of a devotee.
I on je
this time he's in the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
U raspoloženju Bhakti, ali sada je prihvatio raspoloženje Boga. To zove Mahaprakasha Lila.
Čitana Mahaprabhu
je davao različite blagoslove različitim
Bhaktama.
I to je trajalo 24
sata.
On je davao blagoslove.
Bhakti su pristupali.
Šta god želite da ću vam, bio je raspoloženju velike velikodušnosti.
Bhakti su govorili, dragi gospodine,
učinimo oca Bhaktom, učinimo prijatelja
Bhaktom.
Molili su za druge.
At one point, one devotee said,
please
give Mukunda love of God.
Daj, podari Mukundi ljubav prema Bogu.
Lord Chaitanya all of a sudden became very, very serious.
Postao vrlo ozbiljan.
And then he became angry.
Onda se naljutio.
So Mukunda,
Mukunda,
he's an offender.
On je vrijeđalac.
He worships my lotus feet.
On obožava moje lotus stopala.
At the same time, he beats me over the head with a stick.
Istovremeno me udara po glavi sa štapom.
So the boys were shocked.
Bhakti su bili šokirani.
Mukunda, he's your personal associate.
Mukunda, to je tvoj osobni prijatelj. Tako lijepo pjeva.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says he's going out and he's hearing Mayavadi philosophy.
On ide slušati Mayavadi filozofiju.
Beating me over the head.
Zbog toga po glavi me udara sa štapom.
So I never want to see Mukunda.
Nikad ne želim vidjeti Mukundu.
Said that.
To je rekao.
And Mukunda was there.
Mukunda
so
bio
he started
tamo.
To cry.
I on je počeo plakati.
That he was Lord Chaitanya banned him from his association
Chaitanya
forever.
Zauvijek,
so the devotees were thinking we should try to save Mukunda.
I pak zmeni, so šta da uradimo da spasimo
they
Mukunda?
They started to plead to Lord
Chaitanya
on behalf of Mukunda.
U ime Mukunde.
So Lord Chaitanya said, all right,
Chaitanya
he can come and see
može
me
doći i vidjeti
after 10 million births.
10 miliona rođenja.
Then he can have my association
onda će
again
dobiti
after
moje
10 million births.
Nakon 10 miliona rođenja.
So Mukunda, when he heard
Mukunda,
that,
čuo,
he was standing outside.
On je
stavio he started
izvan,
to dance.
On je počeo plesati.
He started to chant.
Počeo pjevati.
And he started to just feel so happy.
I počeo,
he was chanting
tako
only 10 million births. Only 10 million births. Only 10 million births. And I'll get Lord Chaitanya's association again.
He became so happy.
It's a long time, 10 million births.
To je puno vremena.
And when Lord Chaitanya realized what was Mukunda's heart,
kako
how he was
Mukunde,
actually accepting that mercy,
kako on u stvari prihvatio to kao milost,
and Lord Chaitanya became so soft and compassionate.
Tako samilostan.
And he said, bring Mukunda now.
Ja rekao, dovedite odmah
Mukunda. You can have my mercy right
now. Može odmah dobiti milost.
So what was that?
Šta je to
Mukunda
bilo?
Was willing to
Mukunda
wait
bio
to get the Lord's mercy
da bi dobio milost gospodina
for so many lifetimes.
Tako puno života.
And that's what it means in order to practice Krishna consciousness.
Je potrebno za praksu svjesnosti Krishne.
Don't worry, we don't have to wait 10 million births.
Nemojte se brinuti, mi nećemo morati čekati 10
we can
miliona
do it in this life.
Možemo uspjeti u ovom životu.
But it takes perseverance.
No, potrebno je strpljivost.
Association with devotees.
Postojanost, potrebno je druženje s bhaktama i slijedeње procesa.
And guarantee Krishna will show us and bestow his mercy on you.
I Krishna će nam sigurno, dakle imamo garanciju da će nam Krishna podariti svoju
milost.
Say,
my dear Lord, I want it now.
Ali ne možemo reći, dragi gospodine, želim to sada.
We should act like we want it now.
Trebamo djelovati kao da
Krishna says
to želimo
things
odmah, ali
Krishna
moramo još uvijek čekati.
Yes.
Krishna kaže da.
Krishna says
Krishna
no.
Kaže ne.
And Krishna says
Krishna
wait.
Kaže čekaj.
Yes and no we can accept. It's
da
easy.
I ne,
it's
možemo
clear
prihvatiti,
yes,
to
no
je jasno.
But
da
wait
ili ne. Ali čekaj.
Oh, God, wait.
Čekaj.
Wait. Wait means,
čekaj,
wait
znači,
means I have faith.
Imam vjeru.
Wait means I have faith.
Čekaj znači imam vjeru.
I can continue on.
Mogu nastaviti.
Okay.
U redu.
Okay.
Maybe we could discuss about it later.
Oh, okay. I think I ran out of discussion. But try to understand the principle of patience.
Pokušaj razumjeti princip
Gita,
strpljenje. Čitaj Gitu.
Go through the verses that speak about patience.
A pronađi stihove koji govore o strpljenju. I kako je strpljenje
Prabhupada
bitno. Prabhupada kaže,
a lady, she gets married and she has a very nice husband.
Žena,
so she's thinking, where's my
uda,
child?
I ima dobrog muža, onda misli, gdje je sada dijete?
She has a nice husband, she
ima
wants a child,
muža,
but she has
dijete,
to wait
ali
for so
čekati,
many months before the child
puno
will
mjeseci,
come.
Prije na što
so at the
dođe
same time, our child or our, the birth
vrijeme
of our
rođenje našeg,
love of God
naše ljubavi prema Bogu
time.
Zato je potrebno vrijeme.
It takes time.
Potrebno je vrijeme.
So don't just give up.
Nemojte jednostavno
take on
odustati,
the process.
Već nastavite s procesom.
Okay.
U redu?
Okay. Okay, any more questions?
Još pitanja?
And I can go on to the next one, which is
ili da nastavimo sa sljedećim
determination.
Sljedećim pointom, to je
we're running out of time. So I'll mention a little bit about the importance of
malo sam govorio
determination.
O važnosti odlučnosti.
Someone asked Prabhupada, what if one has no determination?
Dakle, šta ako nemamo odlučnost?
Prabhupada said that
Prabhupada
that person
kaže,
is no better than an animal.
Takva osoba nije bolja od životinje.
Very strong statement from Srila Prabhupada.
Vrlo,
he said that an animal cannot
heavy
be determined because
životinja ne može biti odlučna.
Will always
životinja će uvijek
to what happens
reagirati
externally.
U skladu sa onim što se izvanjski
so if an animal
dešava
hears a noise,
ako životinja čuje buku,
or someone breaks a stick or something,
ako neko slomi štap
runs
ili nešto, životinja će pobjeći.
But a devotee has to have
ali bhakta mora
dritta
imati ono što
dritta
zove
vrata means
dritta vrata,
firm determination,
to znači čvrsta odlučnost da slijedi proces.
Here's a little statistic.
Evo ovdje
and
nekih statističkih
podataka.
Are you familiar
with Thomas Edison?
Da li znate za Edisona?
He invented the light bulb.
On je izmislio žarulju.
Thomas Edison had 1,350 unsuccessful
imao
attempts.
Imao je 1,320 neuspješnih pokušaja da stvori žarulju.
So he failed 1350 times.
Znači nije uspio 1350 puta.
So determination means to,
odlučnost znači,
and determination coupled
odlučnost
with
ide skupa sa
the faith that the process works,
da proces funkcionira
helps us to overcome obstacles.
Ta dva principa pomognu da nadiđemo prepreke.
Perseverance,
postojanost,
is genius
je
in disguise.
Geni, prerušeni geni.
The one who is persevering,
osoba koja
je intelligent.
Postojana je zapravo inteligentna.
Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada
can't is a word in a fool's dictionary.
Ne mogu je riječ u riječniku budala.
In other words, there's no such thing as I can't do it in Krishna consciousness.
Nemoguće.
Because
ne postoji stvar kao što je ne mogu učiniti u svjesnosti Krišne. Krišna milošću se sve može dogoditi.
Mercy,
normalno, treba pristupiti Krišnoj milosti. I
so that's
to je uspjeh
mindset.
U duhovnom životu.
How to get the mercy of the
kako dobiti milost Gospodina?
How to follow the process?
Kako slijediti proces?
In such a way that the mercy becomes available.
Na taj način da milost postane dostupna. Jer kad milost postane dostupna, onda prepreke
appear,
kad se pojave,
we can see them for
možemo
what they
ih sagledati
and we can deal with them
i možemo
efikasan
način ih riješiti jer poteškoće će uvijek biti prepreka.
Help strengthen our spiritual life.
Prepreke pomažu da ojačamo naš duhovni život.
They say that if you want to make gold,
ako želite napraviti
zlato, take coal, which is coal,
onda uzmete ugljen,
and you put it under pressure,
i stavite ga pod jakim pritiskom.
Sorry, diamond. If you
ne,
want to make
zlato,
a diamond,
dijamant,
you take coal,
želite napraviti dijamant,
and you put it under pressure for a long time,
i pritisnite ga dugo vremena, treba biti pod jakim pritiskom, i onda će on postati dijamant.
So pressure on the devotee brings out the good qualities of the devotee.
Rađa dobre odlike u bhakti.
Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada
if you want
kaže,
spiritual
ako želite duhovni život,
and you want easy life,
a želite lagodan život,
they don't go together.
To, te dvije stvari ne idu skupa.
Spiritual life
duhovni
means
život znači
to struggle or to fight
boriti
for
se za
Krishna. In other words, we have to be willing
dakle,
to make
biti spremni
some
da
sacrifice.
Na neko žrtvovanje izvršimo.
Be willing to take on
biti
some austerities.
Željni da prihvatimo strogosti.
And we have to be willing to
moramo biti željni,
overcome obstacles.
Voljni da
there
nadilazimo prepreke.
Outside of
postoje prepreke
in the form of
izvana.
Sometimes our health goes, that's an obstacle.
Ponekad naše zdravlje se pogorša.
Sometimes we have difficulties with other devotees, that's an obstacle.
Ponekad imamo problema
sa članima
familije.
We have difficulties with society in general, that's an obstacle.
Sa društvom uopće.
And then, of course, there are the difficulties in our mind
našem
and bodies giving us difficulties. These are all obstacles.
Sve to,
but a devotee sees these obstacles as opportunities to take greater
te,
shelter of Krishna.
Prepreke kao mogućnost da uzme veće utočište Krishna.
When the obstacles come,
kada
what do we do?
Prepreke, poteškoće,
we cry out for Krishna.
Onda molimo Krishna.
When the devotee is in trouble,
nevali,
they don't dial 911 on the telephone.
On ne okreće 92.
They actually dialed Hare Krishna, Hare
ono
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
okreno
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's what it means to be in difficulties
znači
that we cry out for Krishna.
Dakle, kad smo u
and
that
crying out for Krishna brings Krishna's
zazivamo
mercy.
Krishna, a zazivanje
so
Krishna
for one who's sincere, there's no questions
kada
of obstacles.
Iskrena,
obstacles
nema
actually
prepreka.
Bring one closer to Krishna.
Prepreke dovode osobu bliže Krishna.
So how to develop that determination?
Kako razviti tu odlučnost?
I'll read you a statement from Prabhupada's books.
Izjavu iz Prabhupadovih knjiga.
This is a statement from the book called Path of Perfection, chapter 4.
Puta savršenstva, četvrto poglavlje.
Thus, refraining from sex enables one to become very determined and powerful.
Udržavanje od seksa pomaže osobi da postane vrlo
odlučna i moćna. It is not necessary to do anything else.
Raditi bilo što drugo.
This is the secret people are not aware of.
Koje ljudi nisu svjesni.
If you want to do something with determination, you have to refrain from sex.
Učinite nešto sa odlučnošću, morate se uzdržavati od seksa.
Sex life destroys our determination.
Uništava odlučnost.
And the ability to
i mogućnost da
overcome the desires of sex life strength
za seksualnim životom.
Dakle,
nadilaženje želje za seksualnim životom učvršćuje našu odlučnost.
If one is in grihastha life, there is some allowance,
osoba u grihastha životu, postoje neke dopuštenje.
That is actually fulfilling the,
to nije kršenje principa.
Mission of household life.
To je ispunjenje misije kuće domaćinskog života.
The one becomes stronger in their devotional service when they lose their desire to engage in sex.
Osoba postaje snažna u duhovnom životu kad izgubi želju za angažiranjem u seksualni život.
So that is, Prabhupada mentions that that is how one's determination becomes strengthened.
Na taj način odlučnost osobe postaje ojačana, spominje Prabhupada.
Okay, so that's a little bit about determination.
To je bilo nešto malo odlučnosti.
We have about maybe 7 or 8 minutes left.
Imamo 7 ili 8 minuta još.
Any questions?
Da li ima neko pitanje o odlučnosti?
Yes.
Da?
When I was in Ireland, we were doing book distribution there.
Smo delili knjige.
Where?
U Irsku.
In Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. And there was one devotee, really staunch brahmachari. And he was a heavy preacher, like very nice devotee.
Propovjednik,
and then he said,
dobar bakti,
I know why the,
znam
is,
zašto,
in some parts why the preaching stops, because of illicit sex.
Priček,
he said, when there is illicit sex, then preaching doesn't go on because
onda
no
nema više preachinga, jer nema odlučnosti.
It's true, yeah.
That was his point, not my point.
To je bila njegova poanta.
That's true.
To je istina.
The four regulative principles.
Četiri regulativna principa.
Are the foundation of our
temelj,
our what we say
našeg
ability,
naše mogućnosti
to execute the process.
Da,
if we're breaking the principles,
proces, ako kršimo principe,
can't really make it's almost impossible to make advancement.
Skoro nemoguće napredovati u duhovnom životu.
So whether it's illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, or meeting, we take those vows just like we heard this morning on the initiation.
Te zavjete damo na inicijaciji.
Prabhupada said this is the basis of our success in spreading Krishna consciousness. Chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles.
Anything below that sve ispod
is
toga je
outside of the process.
Je izvan procesa.
Prabhupada said that's the standard.
To je standard.
Follow that,
ako to slijedimo,
and then beyond that engage in devotional service,
i još
then
više ako
we'll
se angažiramo u prednom služenju, onda ćemo postupno napredovati.
These four sinful activities are the pillars of all sinful activities.
Stupovi svih grešnih djelatnosti.
Prabhupada say that all sinful activities culminate in these four activities. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating.
Jedenje mesa i kockanje.
So we have to be determined.
Zbog toga moramo biti odlučni.
And also, not only determined,
we
should
odlučni
see that these
trebamo
things are not really sources of happiness.
Uzrok
people
sreće
who are doing these things
ko
in the material world,
čini u materialnom
are they
svijetu
happy?
Da li su oni sretni?
I mean, this is like Kali Yuga. Everyone is doing these things.
Kali Yugi, svi rade te stvari. Ali da li su ljudi zaista
the
sretni?
World is full of neurotic people.
Svijet je pun neurotičnih ljudi.
Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is the spiritual psychologist.
Je duhovni psiholog.
Full of statistics.
On
he was telling me that the number one disease within the world today
broj jedan u svijetu
is mental illness.
Je mentalna bolest.
A large majority of the population is suffering
veći dio
from various types of depression and stress and mental illness. And yet they have so much facility for sense gratification. So these are causes of mental illness.
Međutim, oni
that
su
I'm looking for happiness
in
sex life,
tražiti
in power,
sreću,
in fame, in money,
u moći,
and
I have
opportunities, but yet
zato
people turn to intoxication, people turn to drugs, they turn to suicide, they turn to
drogi, samoubojstvo,
some forms of violence. Why?
Različite vrste nasilja. Zašto?
These things are not sources of happiness.
Te stvari nisu
for
uzroci sreće.
The devotee knows that these
Bhakta
four things
da ove
are not sources of happiness.
Nisu uzroci sreće.
They're not.
Nisu.
Pleasures in chanting Hare Krishna.
Zadovoljstvo mantranje Hare, zadovoljstvo u pjevanju Hare Krishna. To je prava sreća.
Krishna's name is unlimitedly full of transcendental pleasure.
Puno transcendentalnog blaženstva.
There's an ocean of nectar in chanting
Krishna's holy names. Nektara se nalazi u mantranju svetog imena.
Chanting the holy names and taking nice Krishna
pjevanja
svetog
imena i čašenje lijepog prasadama, diskutiranje filozofije, svjesnosti Krishna, promatranje oblika božanstva, to je sreća, to je zadovoljstvo.
Not this contact with the objects and the senses.
Kontakt čula sa objektima.
Bhagavad Gita said this is the source of suffering.
Gita kaže to je uzrok biede.
Whatever happiness you derive from sense pleasure, you must suffer the same amount of distress.
Istu vrstu, istu količinu
patnje. So what is the cause of the greatest amount of distress in the world today?
To je uzrok najveće patnje
u svijetu. The misuse of this God-given facility to create children.
Bogom dane mogućnosti da stvaranje djece.
Procreation.
Seks je za,
and people think it's meant for recreation.
Razmnožavanje, ne za zabavu.
So many problems.
A i onda ljudi imaju tako
broken
puno problema.
Homes, divorces,
uništene familije, razvodi.
Family violence, it's so many things.
Tako puno stvari.
It's such a problem. Why?
To je takav problem.
So a devotee knows, at least by our intelligence, that these things cannot make us happy.
Da takve stvari nas ne mogu učiniti sretnim.
And we give these up.
I to odbacimo.
And we may be still attracted
možda
to these things.
Možda smo još uvijek privučeni.
But we should have our use our intelligence to say that that attraction is just maya.
I reći, ta vrsta privlačnosti je maja. Prabhupada
said sex life is like an itch.
Prabhupada kaže, seksualni život je poput svrava.
Scratch,
i kada vas nešto svrbi, onda se češete.
And what happens, it gets worse.
I šta se dešava? I postane još
so
gore.
Just leave it alone.
Bolje pustite to na miru.
It goes away.
I onda će on nestati.
As long as we try to scratch the desire, the desire becomes stronger.
Želje postane jače.
I think something is happening here.
Mislim da se nešto dešava.
I have to surrender.
Moram se predati.
I like surrender most of the times.
Većina vrijeme je za većinu nas da se predamo.
And when it comes to surrendering to Satchinandana Maharaj's Chaitanya Lila, then it's very easy.
Ali kad je vrijeme se predamo Chaitanya Lili, Satchinandana Maharaj, onda je to vrlo lako.
Thank you. Okay.
Dobro.
Let's see. So we'll keep the seminar, Maharaj's seminar, on time.
Dakle,
so tomorrow we'll continue discussing some of the principles of how to effectively execute Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Srila
Prabhupada ki jai.